Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So Thanksgiving Day, exactly 1 week from today. We're just trying to help you make it through the holiday season with no issues, no drama, no arguments. We're going to hash it out right now. This is Life Solutions to Your Problems. We have Carly and Ethan. They are married, and they have just encountered an issue. Carly, good morning.
Hey, morning.
Tell us what's going on between you and Ethan.
All right, I got a big issue. So my husband just told me yesterday that apparently his parents, my in-laws, are going to be arriving at our house on Tuesday of next week, and they will be staying for an entire month at our house.
Yay!
A month?
Oh, no yay, not a yay.
No yay. Look, no. I love my in-laws, right? I do. They're nice people. I'm blessed. But I don't know if I can handle them for an entire month in my house during the holidays when I'm already stressed out. We have two kids, both under the age of 5. I work part-time from home, and my husband, he gets to leave the house every day. I'm going to be stuck in the house with them. So he's like throwing this on me. You know what I mean? Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. So you just found this out. Did he even ask you about it?
No, he didn't. That's like the biggest issue, I feel. He didn't ask me, but then I'm starting to think, like, did his parents even ask him? My guess is, like, they just, like, assumed that they would stay here the entire month. And, of course, my husband just didn't say anything. He just went along with it, I guess. I don't know.
That happens a lot inside close families, even in my family. Like, for instance, I'm assuming that my sister is hosting Thanksgiving dinner.
But you haven't confirmed?
No, it's not confirmed. I have no idea.
My God.
I have no idea what I'm bringing. I'm just assuming I'm going over there.
Use your words, Bill.
Okay. Any follow-up questions for Carly?
No. No, I don't have any follow-up questions, but I do have a lot of empathy.
Thank you.
Let's bring in Ethan. Ethan, you hear how stressed out your wife is right now.
Yeah.
How could you do this?
I know this isn't like the ideal situation. This is not like, I get it. But I mean, what else do you want my parents to do? You know, they're on a fixed income. They cannot afford a hotel or an Airbnb for an entire month. And we can't afford to put them up in a hotel for an entire month. I mean, they're family.
But I can't afford my mental state for a month being out of whack. Like, why is a month, like a full month, even on the table?
Yeah, Ethan, let me ask you this. Where do your parents live?
They live in Florida.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So this is not like, they live in North Homestead. We're in Westlake.
Yeah, that would be super weird.
Okay. I definitely would have shot down big time.
Right. Okay, so they're in Florida, and now they're going to stay for a month.
Yeah, and look, they never get to see their grandchildren. Maybe twice a year, maybe three times, you know. And, you know, they get to spend time with the kids, and they save on airfare. And, you know, staying up here for the month is just more affordable and more – it just makes more financial sense than having to take two flights every time they want to come up and see the kids.
Ethan, I get that, but I don't think it's ever occurred to you how difficult it's going to be on me. I'm going to have to constantly keep the house clean. Like, I'm going to have to do laundry every minute and, like, cook for them every night. And it's already going to be busy. I'm already stressed out. Like –
Carly, I think you're looking at this the wrong way. That's exactly what could be a good thing, because mom can help you cook. Mom can help you clean. She can, you know, take care of the kids or even drive them to daycare if you need. I think you're looking at this all wrong. This could be beneficial. This could be a blessing in disguise.
If you would have asked me first, though, like before telling your parents yes, that they could stay here, I would have explained to you all the reasons why this isn't a good thing.
We go down to Florida and stay with them for 2 weeks at a time. I'm supposed to tell them it's not okay for them to stay with us for a month? I love you, babe, but you're being stubborn for no reason right now.
Okay, Carly.
Oh my God.
Carly and Ethan, we're going to stop you right there. What do you think, Alyssa?
These people must really love their families.
What
to
do you
be
mean?
Able to spend even 2 weeks with them. Like, that's a long time. My threshold when I would come home was like 10 days.
I hear how stressed out Carly is, but I do have some sympathy for Ethan and the position that he's in. These are his parents. What do you do with them for an entire month?
I mean, do they have to come for Thanksgiving? Couldn't they just come maybe like a week before Christmas and then stay through Christmas?
So now you don't want family spending time together over the holidays. Okay, sure.
I mean, I'm just saying, I never came home for Thanksgiving and I survived to tell the tale.
216-474-0104. Carly just found out her in-laws are staying for the entire month.
A month!
Let's hash it out for Carly and Ethan, 216-474-0104, The Q Morning Show. Rebecca in Elyria, what did you think when you heard hash it out?
I think that the wife is overreacting. I do agree that there should have been a conversation about the duration of time they're staying, just to kind of give her a heads up. But other than that, like some of the things that she was saying about, oh, no, I'm going to have to cook every day. And, oh, no, I'm going to have to do laundry. You're going to do that anyways.
Yeah.
And they're adults. They can help. Like the husband said, the grandmother can help cook. Best memories are made, you know, sometimes with grandparents. It's not like they live right around the corner. Mm-hmm. They're there to visit with the kids and make memories and, you know, visit with them. And I think that the husband hit the nail right on the head when he said that she's looking at it from the wrong perspective. Now she does have some additional help, or maybe, you know, they're there and they can go and have a night to just themselves while the grandparents do something with the kids.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Never thought about that.
What's that?
They might be. Yeah. I mean, if the grandparents are going to be staying for a month, you know, maybe Ethan can take her out for a date night. Him and Carly can go have a night to themselves and make up for it.
Well, Ethan said you're looking at this all wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think people like to hear that a lot, though.
No, it is all about perspective, though.
Angie in Cleveland, good morning. What do you think about Ethan's parents staying for an entire month?
I agree with Ethan a little bit. I mean, I understand where she's coming from because I don't get along with my mother-in-law.
Mm.
Trust me, at all. And she used to live with me. So imagine having his parents live with you for an entire year.
Oh, boy.
This is only a month for the holidays. And like Rebecca said, you could go out on date nights, let them watch the kids. I mean, I do think he's in the wrong for not asking and speaking to his wife first. Absolutely.
Okay.
But she is 100% looking at this. She's looking at it the bad way instead of...
Right. Looking at it negatively, not as a potentially positive thing.
She should be focusing on the fact that at least they're not moving in.
I feel like we should do a separate group therapy or hash it out for Angie there.
I know.
Living with her mother-in-law. Cassandra in Amherst. You had thought of a potential solution or compromise here. Is that right?
Yes.
And what is that?
So my mother-in-law lives with me.
Okay.
And the best solution that I have found is it gives me time to have me time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to go out and do my Christmas shopping without having to drag my kids and hide stuff in the cart. Or have to go anywhere and drag my kids with me. That's a whole month that I will be able to, like, leave the kids with the grandparents because they want to make memories. They want to go and do stuff with the kids. Let them go. You have your you time. Deal with whatever you want to deal with. Go get a mani-pedi. Go spend time with yourself.
I like that.
We have a common theme here, and perhaps Carly wasn't ready to hear it. This is pretty fresh. She just got this news.
I would be flustered, too, if
right.
I was Carly and I just found out that anybody was going to be staying in my home for a month.
So, Carly, hopefully you've heard what the callers have to say. You're looking at this all wrong.
Schedule yourself a mani-pedi, girlfriend. It's going to be a good month. Treat yourself.
Good luck. Call back and let us know how it's going. The Q Morning Show, Q104.